It's 8:40 on a Wednesday morning. Coming up tomorrow night is a big event. It's called the Four Ways Taste. It's put on by the Northfield Rotarians, and we have a couple of members of the Northfield Rotary Club who are joining us right now. We have Brent Nystrom coming back. Brent, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Happy to be back.
Yeah, and welcome back Anika Rishner, who has been on the program for, I guess, about a lot of different different things through the years, but welcome back to the KYMN studios.
Thank you.
Four-way taste, it's coming up. We talked last time you were in a few weeks ago about the Rotarians. You have, I guess by design or coincidence, a lot of events coming up this fall, a lot of things going on. And part of that is because earlier in the year, I didn't really have clearance to get some of these things in, but now we do. But the four-way taste, who wants to start by telling us about it?
Sure. I'll start, Jeff.
Okay.
Thanks for having us back on. And you're right. I mean, we push this event to usually, this is the third annual. The first time we had it outdoors, it was in the middle of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of thought at time planning back, if we waited later, COVID times might be better. And maybe that's true, maybe not. Probably not, actually. So we moved it to September. And yeah, that's the big news. It's tomorrow night. We still have tickets to sell, and so we're here selling those tickets. You can get them on the Rotary website. If you search Northfield Rotary and then click on events, you'd find the four-way taste. But they're still for sale. $25 gets you in and gets you a lot of great taste, atmosphere at the Red Barn. That's who's hosting us, and we thank them for having us out there. A wonderful setting, we think. Late summer, we'll call it. And come on out. We need you. This all goes for a good cause, all the causes that Rotary supports.
All right. So tell us a little bit about what, if you buy a ticket, go out there, what can we expect to find?
We have a bunch of great vendors from breweries, wineries, cidery, and Loon Liquor is joining us new this year. So I'm going to just list our vendors for people who are curious to know. So this year we have Badger Hill Brewing, Cannon River Winery, Chapel Brewing, Foremost Brewing, Imminent Brewing, Indian Island Winery, Keepsake Cidery, Kinney Creek Brewing, Loon Liquor, Milltown Mashers, Spiral Brewing, Tanzenwald Brewing, Tillion Brewing, and Vinacopia. So those are our 14 vendors this year, and they will be placed throughout the grounds at Red Barn. We're excited to use the old barn. If you haven't been out to Red Barn, they have done a really neat thing with the foundation of the old barn. And so we have three big spaces that we can spread out, and people can enjoy samples of all of these vendors. And Maria's Taco Hut will be out selling from her food truck, and we'll have live music, and the weather looks great. And so we're excited to welcome the community.
Boy, it sounds like a lot of fun. And the Red Barn, such a fine setting. That's an absolute Minnesota thing. You know, you think of Minnesota farms, and you get out there, and you really just get a wonderful feel being out there. Let's talk about the event is tomorrow. Now, what time does that start?
Right. So there are two ticket levels, actually. The $25 ticket I mentioned is general admission. That part of the event starts at 5:30, so people can come at 5:30. There is walk-up ticket sales as well. Those will be $30. However, there's a VIP level, so if you're interested in that, you can come out at 4:30. The vendors will all be there, and for $75, you get that extra time with vendors, less people, more tastes, I guess, potentially, when you're there. So there are those ticket levels, and so it's either 4:30 for VIP, 5:30 for general admission.
Now, we mentioned before that the Rotarians are, I'm just impressed with the activeness of the Rotarians. You probably have a lot of your fellow Rotarians out there helping out.
Correct. Yeah, we have a nice volunteer committee, and then we put it out to the whole club, and frankly, and others. If you're willing and interested in volunteering, come on out. So we plan on this being well staffed. Questions, parking, anything you might need. There'll be Rotarians there, and all those folks will have on an easily identified T-shirt. So you know who the Rotarians are, who are volunteering, and they'll always be willing to help you out.
All right. You mentioned also live entertainment. Who's going to be playing?
Northfield's own The Zillionaires.
Oh,
are
The
playing.
Zillionaires.
Yeah. And then Jeff Middleton is performing. He's kind of opening the stage for the first hour, and he's from Nashville.
Oh, really? A Nashville artist, along with the Zillionaires. Boy, that in itself is going to be an attraction that's worth the price of admission.
Yes.
Right.
All right. Yeah, we talked a little bit the time we have you before about some of the other projects you have going on. What is the next one? You know, we talked about the walk and run. Right. And
bike tour.
The bike tour. That was important. Yes. The bike tour. That was
yes.
It.
The bike tour is September 26th. So mm-hmm. Not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday. That's mm-hmm. a bit of a change, Jeff. That event used to be during the DJJD weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's moved a little bit. Part of that's COVID, and part of it's looking at whether bike races are going on, and you want to have a good weekend. They thought fall would be good, so they. Again, hastily organized that. So, but you can also find that information on the Rotary website, and they're enrolling and listing bikers who want to do different rides. There's a local short ride, but then I think they have a 30, a 50, and 100-mile rides, and they also have gravel and pavement, and so it's all there, just a little bit different time and mm-hmm. A little bit different route. So I'd encourage people, you know, if you have interest in biking, this is a great ride. I mean, it's local, east and west of Northfield, basically, you go, mm-hmm. and they'll be all set with the regular Rotary hospitality on that one, too.
All right. So you have the e-car event coming up in October. That's a month away or so, maybe even a little bit more than a month. So I guess you guys have a number of events to focus on
right.
before that. Right. But at the same time, what is the date on that?
I think, I'm not as involved. I want to say it's the 23rd of October.
I wanted to say the 23rd
as
well.
And I think it's at Greenvale School. Again, I think it's a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who are into the EV cars are obviously going to be there and have the opportunity to view some of those vehicles, mm-hmm. see how they work. I know they're bringing in some outside cars and people to have conversations if people are interested in that kind of vehicle.
Yeah, I've never driven an electric car, but I'm really intrigued by them. Everybody talks about the torque. Step on the gas, it's not really the gas. You step on the electric, I guess, and they just take off.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I like that. Let's get back to the four-way taste, which is coming up tomorrow night at the Red Barn Farm, which if you don't know how to get there, it's, I guess, easily Googled would be. I'm trying to think of the street that's on. I can't think of the address of it, but
yeah,
I think most people know where it is.
Jeff, I have the address if you're looking for it.
Okay.
Let's see. 10,063 110th Street East.
All right.
It's for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, and it's an easy one to find. And,
right.
Yeah, Pat and Tammy Winter do a wonderful job with that, and they're always a gracious host for any of the events that they have out there. What else do we need to know about the four-way taste?
We should give a shout-out to our sponsors.
Absolutely.
So Rotary did kind of a cool thing this year and last year with asking the community of sponsors to support all of our different fundraisers. And so should we list them?
Sure, let's do it.
You know, take turns? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So here are our gold sponsors. American Center for Philanthropy, Community Resource Bank, Merchants Bank, Neuger Communications and Engage Print, and Rebound Partners.
I'll do silver, sure. Beerman's Partnership, Carleton College, Carlson Capital Management, Edward Jones, John Snodgrass, Holden Farms, Keith Pumper Plumbing and Heating, Northfield Insurance, Professional Dental Group, Schmidt Holmes.
And our bronze sponsors are Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Benson and Langhow, Cannon Point Chiropractic, College City Beverage, Firehouse Liquor, Frago and Lastwell, Franson Bank, Hartman Insurance, Hogan Brothers, Larson's Printing, Northfield Construction, Paper Inc., and Premier Bank. And a really huge shout out to our event partner, the Muni. So we could not put this event on if it weren't for the Northfield Municipal Liquor Store and all the help from Brian Witt over there, helping us connect with vendors, providing donations of product. We're going to have some great raffle prizes of a wall of beer and some crates of wine. And so he's just been a huge help all these years, and we give them huge thanks.
Yeah, they have been. And all of those sponsors, boy, their names pop up a lot on a lot of different events
going on.
And really, you know, the business community is really behind and helps drive the nonprofit business industry, I guess, here in Northfield, which covers just about any type of thing you could imagine.
Yeah. Can I add one more thing?
Sure,
Jeff?
Absolutely.
I want to say that this event and the Rotary Club in general have taken COVID protocols really seriously. And so we are requiring proof of vaccination to attend this event or a negative COVID test within the last 72 hours. So when you come out and you bring your cash to buy raffle tickets, there'll be limited T-shirts for sale, cash from Maria's Taco Hut. But also, you got to make sure to bring that proof of vaccination so that we can have a safe event.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you,
Look
Jeff.
Forward to the four-way taste tomorrow night. You can sell me a ticket here before you when you leave if you still have one.
Awesome. Will do.
All right. I don't have mine yet, but thanks for coming in. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you.
My pleasure. That's Anika Rishner and also Brent Nystrom from the Northfield Rotarians. We're going to break. Rich has one last look at local news, and Jim's got traffic coming up. Here's the latest from around the state with MNN.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radal. Activists take to Zoom today to express frustrations over deadlock at the legislature on COVID bonuses for frontline workers in Minnesota. They blame Republicans for not agreeing to the broader group of workers that Democrats propose. Republicans respond, there's just $250 million available, and to provide a meaningful bonus, only frontline workers exposed to the highest COVID risk should be included at this time. Another wrinkle, some Senate Republicans are talking about ousting Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm, and Governor Tim Walz is reluctant to call a special session to approve COVID bonuses unless Republicans agree to leave Malcolm alone. New Senate Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Lopez Franson.
Get our work done and put the politics aside and put people first.
New Senate Republican Majority Leader Jeremy Miller said late last week.
I will share that there are serious concerns about Commissioner Malcolm that we've heard from constituents, but I'll also say that it's an ongoing conversation within our caucus, and we'll have to see how it plays out.
Investigators from Minnesota and Wisconsin are trying to identify a suspect or suspects and a motive after four people from St. Paul were found fatally shot in an SUV driven into a cornfield northwest of Menominee, Wisconsin. Dunn County Sheriff Kevin Bigg.
We can't suspect somebody locally of randomly killing four people from the Twin Cities. We are confident that this was a place that these victims were randomly brought to.
The sheriff says they're still trying to figure out the validity of reports that a second dark-colored SUV was traveling with the vehicle in which the victims were found. And if you're planning a trip up to the North Shore to catch some fall colors, keep in mind that MnDOT begins bridge work today on Highway 61 north and east of Two Harbors. This is MNN.